Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, I guess it's time to wake up. It's showtime. Let's do this. Going to go through a little preclude here, and then we'll have your hosts right back after about 9 minutes.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the moon is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Speedway Anywhere, your motorsports and multi-sports hour, blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere. I'll be your crew chief, Hugh. Team Captain Kurt will be joining us in a bit, and we'll have Jesse Preston returning for Demolish and Derby news, as well as multi-motorsports and wrestling talk and more. Colin, speak your motorsports and multi-sports mind. 917-889-2053. This is what I'm going to call the most wonderful time of the year. If you live in the five-state area, you know, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, venture out to Illinois, even farther out than that, it's been one heck of a schedule going on right now as far as what's been lined up and what's going to be lined up. Last week in the truck series, in ARCA ran at Gateway Speedway in Illinois. Some might call Gateway the, they might call it St. Louis, you know, on the Missouri side, whatever. But no, Gateway Speedway, truck series in ARCA, real exciting race. And Harrison Burton, totally a smooth driver like his dad. Indy ran at Road America in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. Xfinity and the Truck Series ran the previous weekend at Iowa. So that was pretty cool. If NHRA is your flavor, they weren't too far away either. Out in Norwalk, Ohio last weekend. World of Outlaws ran Friday in Farley, Iowa. I got too many O's going on, too many I's going on. With a Saturday night at Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, we're going to cut to some other news about that soon. Xfinity had the weekend off last weekend, and Cup, of course, was out on the West Coast running their first road course race at Sonoma, California. ARCA is running tonight in Chicago, followed by the trucks at Chicago tomorrow. Xfinity on Saturday in Chicago, and will be capped off by the Cup Series on Sunday for the 4-in-a-row stint at none other than Chicago. And the reason I'm sounding like that is because my oldest daughter spilled it on me that she was off to Naperville, Illinois today, which is barely west the track. She's going down to see her friend's newborn baby. I would have been more than willing to say, "Hi, little baby. Welcome to the world." And then quickly made a beeline for Chicago Speedway. Sorry, Brittany, if you're listening. Tomorrow and Saturday, the Outlaws are at Knoxville, Iowa. The Knoxville Nationals. And, you know, hop, skip, and a jump. You know, if you're in an RV, you got it made. You ain't got far to go. They'll come to what I call the home dirt track at Cedar Lake Speedway the following weekend, July 6th and 7th. Right out there. Apple River area, right across from Stillwater. You know, and not far from home at all. ARCA will run the day before the IndyCar Series at Iowa. They haven't done one there yet.
Stand by, Kurt.
There on July 7th. And then, of course, the IndyCar day after, July 8th. So all in all, you could barely burn a gallon touring all over whatever series you want. But now the dilemma is, who are you going to go see? Lots of nights double up. Maybe you can get lucky and see a day race at one track and then, oh, shoot the hour away, see another one somewhere else. The circuits start to split up after that, but let's not forget ARCA at Elko Speedway Saturday, July 14th, as well as the NHRA makes its annual appearance in August at Brainerd on the 16th through the 19th. So that's what I'm really looking forward to. And here's something that I don't look forward to. And here's the part I hate about doing motorsports broadcasting. It's the fatalities. I know it's inherent to the sport. I know that the danger is there. I feel I would be disrespecting any driver if I didn't make a mention of them. They are the ones that they give us the entertainment and show us their competitive nature, and they are so just, you know, head forward into the sport, taking risks. And I think a lot of that is what we love about the sport. It's the thrill. It's the speed. It's I mean, whether it's Dale Earnhardt Sr. or whether it's some guy working on his skills fresh out the gate, I hate to see somebody struck down. With that said, catch your breath, Quentin. What of Outlaws Sprint Car Series driver Jason Johnson died from injuries sustained in an accident at Beaver Dam Raceway, as the aforementioned last weekend. He died technically on the 24th, but it was in an accident on June 23rd. He was airlifted after a lap 18 incident at Jim Boyd Memorial at Beaver Dam Raceway. Johnson was involved in that crash, battling for the lead on the backstretch of the third mile oval. Emergency crews quickly attended to the situation and transported Johnson by air. He later succumbed to his injuries. Johnson was 41, of Eunice, Louisiana. Johnson survived. By his 5-year-old and wife. Let me catch my breath for. Okay, this is hard. He was a very accomplished driver in the world of Outlaws. Let me catch my breath for a minute and we'll get right back. We'll be right back. Well, guys, how do you recover from that? I mean, it's the reality of the sport. It is what it is. And, you know, there's going to be more. And I guess this is what I've got myself into. Still got you, Jesse?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, those driver fatalities, that's a hard pill to swallow. That is that's something else.
Yeah, that is a hard thing to swallow in any kind of sport, especially in the motorsports industry that so many people love and enjoy.
They're our entertainment, and we know what kind of risk that they're putting themselves in, and I mean, I'd go out and do it if I could, but...
Oh, so would I.
You do?
in demo derbies, yeah, but I'm talking about, like, the races and the NASCAR. I'd love to do that stuff. I actually have a friend, Jeremy Wolf, that runs a lot out at Elko Speedway. And
no
the
kidding.
The last 3 weeks in a row, he's in his heat division, or whatever you want to call him. He has won the last 3 weeks in a row. He drives number 32.
You know, and he always has. This is crazy that you mentioned that, because I worked for a company called Tolomatic out there in the it was out past Medina. And they actually, you know, because Jeremy kind of came up to Raceway Park and all that. I remember him vividly.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Jeremy used to race there, too, at Raceway before they got rid of it there.
You know, I would love to have him on the air. I'm always looking for drivers. I want to go and spill a 500 stack of business cards out in those areas and just, you know, get some guys on like yourself who does demo and just, if you can hook me up.
Yeah, I'll try to, I'm supposed to be seeing him on Saturday because he's racing again Saturday, and I will try to hook up with him and give him your information.
So, any plans to go out for the ARCA race on, any plans to go out for the ARCA race at Elko?
I'm hoping to.
Yeah.
Just got a lot of things going on with getting, we got another driver that's going to join our demo team, so... This year now at the Carver County Fair, we'll be running 11 cars this year.
Which day is Carver?
It is August 12th, I think it is. It's a Sunday, and the demo start at 5 o'clock. So it's going to be fun.
So I was kind of traipsing through our last notes, and last we talked, what mid-size car did you choose to use?
This year I have a 99 Buick Regal.
A 99?
Yep.
Dude, that's crazy. It's like everything from years gone by. Is that a front wheel?
Yes. I actually did good with front wheel drive last year, too, because the car that I had last year was, I ran two heats. I ran in the compacts, and that was a Toyota Corolla. And then we had a Buick trailer in the mid-size class.
So, yeah, so you mentioned that you were going to do compacts this year. What's the plan on that?
I'm still planning on it. I'm getting the paint on the car hopefully next week. We're actually a little ahead of schedule this year because last year we threw, three cars together in 2 weeks. So we're actually ahead of schedule this year, which is really nice. Instead of all the rush, hurry up, get this done, get that done, and find out which broke something. So you got to hurry up and replace that so then you can get it running good.
All right, so as far as the compact that you're running, okay, you're going with Skylark, you said, or what, as
nope,
far
that
as
was
the 99?
This year is a Buick.
Okay, the Buick. And then as far as the, I'm trying to follow all this, and I got so many, I don't want to go so far ahead in my notes, but I want to make sure we get this covered this time. I gave myself 90 minutes, hour and a half. So, Rich won't be on the show tonight. So we got all the time in the world. We can trash the Twins. We can trash the Vikings. We can talk crap about, But yeah, so what's Cody's plans?
He just had a baby recently, so he's not going to be running this year. But he plans on coming back next year and running. And it looks like he's going to have for next year, he's going to be running two classes. He's going to do the compacts, and he's got a Honda Civic for that. And the mid-class, he's going to be driving. No, he's in the full compact or full size next year because he's gonna be running a Lincoln Continental. He's gonna do the minis and the big boys, like what we call them. So it's gonna be interesting and scary again because it's always when you have your son out there getting into accidents on purpose, it always makes you a little nervous.
So obviously, what the heck was I going to say? Obviously, everything's pretty much fuel injection now, right?
Oh, yeah. That's most of everything is fuel injected now, unless you get somebody that has one of the really late model 80s cars, which sometimes you do still see that, but usually you'll see them 90s and newer.
I was kind of thinking of it from the class of the old cop cars, the Crown Vicks and the Impalas,
yep.
You know, the actual rear-wheel drive, the actual, you know, things from that angle, but those were all injected too, but yeah, so I had notes here about the carburetors and injection. So is the rule still pretty much you tank in the back seat and you know, get rid of the actual what the heck?
The actual tank, yeah. Your gas tank has to be pretty much kind of in line, so from the right where in the middle of where the back seat was, that's where your gas tank has to go, and you have to have it where if something happens, there's like a shutoff valve that'll shut the gas off from the tank, and then your battery has to be where the passenger seat is too, so if something seriously happens, you can pretty much just rip your battery cable off to kill your engine too.
So that's how that works now. Oh, I'm still here. Yeah.
Okay, I hear ringing, something like somebody's calling in, so I wasn't sure if that was on your side or my side.
Well, I had my brother on the line, and yeah, all of a sudden he disappeared, so I was trying to chum back in. But that's okay.
Oh.
He'll get back in. It's been interesting how much that stuff has changed throughout the years. What are you guys required to wear? I mean, obviously some kind of helmet, but beyond that?
Yeah, it's basically a motorcycle helmet that you have to have, and eye protection, and you have to wear long pants and a long sleeve shirt, but pretty much you're just wearing pretty much just street clothes, so you can just jump in and go. You don't need no fire suits or anything like that, but there are some people that do wear fire suits just in case.
Right, cool.
So it's always fun.
All right. All right. I got to go. Sorry, I was chiming in on my brother there, Jesse.
That's okay.
Yeah, he's got some burning desire questions for you about Demolition Derby. He's fun. Yeah, I mean, to me, it kind of sounds like what it was like for the enduro races at Raceway Park, or where you're recommended to wear this, but you don't have to. You're recommended to have that, but you don't have to. Yeah, when I started doing 15 horsepower go-karts, you know, they finally said, after someone finally smashed a couple teeth out, that you had to go to full face and that kind of stuff, you know? And
yeah, all of my group that we are in, we all have full-faced motorcycle helmets and stuff like that, because there's been times where you get hit so hard that you get shoved into the steering wheel, and we had a couple people either break or a tooth or hit their chin on the steering wheel, and we all just decided, you know what, full-face shields or helmets protect your chin a little bit too, just in case.
Well, even when it comes to fire, I mean, I know that your guys' risk isn't as large because you're not going 180 miles per hour busting open a fuel cell, but it could still happen.
Oh, yeah, you are required to have one of those little household fire extinguishers right next to you, and it has to be basically you bolt the bracket down to the frame of the car, but then when it comes to holding on the fire extinguisher, you basically have packing tape, just one over the back of it, so if you need to get your fire extinguisher, it's easy to rip off and get out if you need to. But the firemen that run the Carver County Fair, they have different fire departments around this area do it each year. They're always right on top. Your little fire, they'll throw the red flag saying caution and they'll stop everything and take a look at it, and if they think that it's just excess fuel burning and you can get the fire out quick, you can still run. But otherwise, if they have to bring the hoses out and stuff like that, then pretty much your night's done for that.
I suppose, right?
Oh, yeah, because 2 years ago, I ended up getting an engine fire, and we were able to put it out with our our extinguisher, but then it just kept firing up, so they ended up telling me that I couldn't run no more because they had to bring out the hoses, and they ended up spraying the engine down too much where you got water in everywhere and couldn't go anymore, which sucks. But what can you do? It's safety reasons, and I'd rather have it them do that than it exploding on me from another hit or something.
Dude, you're literally taking a four-wheel machine and put it through the abuse and seeing how much it can tolerate. I just, you know, that's...
It's fun, but it's scary. Because you know that you're going to get hit hard, too, from other people. And you're just out there to have fun. You're not out there to hurt anybody. But like in any kind of motorsport, there is people that do, you do get bumped up, bumps and bruises or stuff like that. We had one of my friends last year broke some ribs. My son broke some ribs, and it's just, because you're getting hit at 25, 30 miles an hour sometimes, and so you get another car nailed you, so...
Hey, and let's face it, Cody's not built much bigger than me. I mean,
I think he's 125 pounds dripping wet.
And
not,
by the way,
not very big.
Just in case Cody's listening, happy birthday.
Yeah, he's 23 today.
Yeah. I thought that was about right. I was thinking, he's gone. So, hey, all right, Kurt's not back in on the line yet, so I'm going to skip a little bit ahead. I was going to say, speaking of fathers and fathers of sons and on the speedways, did you see that deal at South Boston Speedway recently?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was a late model. South Boston Speedway, a lot of big NASCAR series race there in the past. The father from the infield was the first one to get over there and pull his kid out before that freaking thing erupted. And, you know what they did for the father?
Huh.
They yanked his credentials to be in the infield.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
That is so ridiculous. Because what do they expect a father or any kind of parent to do if they see their child in a bad situation? I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, it was just the front end. I don't know what was actually burning. I'm guessing that the fuel pump itself got knocked off or something like that. But no sooner than the dad grabbed his kid from underneath his armpits, that car was engulfed.
Wow.
So NASCAR pulled the dad's credentials. I don't know if they pulled him for what duration of time or whatever. He literally jumped over the wall between turns one and turns two, and he got there before anyone else could help his kid out of the car. Isn't that, that's a big old pill to swallow. All right, so besides Carver, what's going on? You were talking about a guy that was injured and might end up driving his car, and...
Yeah, we're going to also, besides the Carver County Fair, we're going to be doing Scott County, too, and that's July 25th, I believe it is. So that'll be the...
Isn't that a weekday?
Or it's kind of July 25th. Sarcone, their demos are on Friday nights this year. I don't know why, but it's crazy. You would think that it would be on a Saturday because that's when their fair is, but...
Yeah, July 25th is going to be a Wednesday. The weekend is the 27th, 28th, 29th, okay. Same as Anoka.
Then it's that Friday is the demo for Scott County, which, like I say, it's weird having it on a Friday night. And you would think that they would always run them on a Saturday night, but... And their field is a little shorter than what I'm used to running because Carver County's is a little bit bigger than Scott County's demo field.
Hey, Kurt's back in on the line. He had a question or two for you.
Okay.
I gotta ask. Now, I am trying to be funny here, but this is kind of, have you ever seen anyone drive a winner that lives by a track that drove home in the same car that he won in?
Actually, my brother-in-law's cousin tried to drive his car, what he won in, from the Carver County Fair in Waconia, back to Cologne where he lives, and he actually got stopped by a cop, and the cop asked him, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, my truck broke down at the fairgrounds. I had no way to bring my car home, and this is my only transportation."
Oh, wow, yeah, that has actually happened.
It has actually happened, and when he called my brother up, and because we were still up at the fair, and he goes, "I got stopped," and we're like, "Well, what happened? Where'd you get stopped at?" And he goes, "I'm on 284 between Waconia and Cologne, and they stopped me in my demo car." And when we got there, my brother goes, What did you think was going to happen?" He goes,
"Oh,
you're all
wow.
busted up. You have two flashlights taped to the front of the hood for a headlight. What do you think they're going to do?"
Oh, wow. That has actually happened.
That has actually happened. And his excuse was, like I said, he had no way home to get his other vehicle to come back.
Oh, wow.
That's too good to be true.
That would have been a sight.
There has been other people that live here in Waconia that one of the guys that used to run with us, he didn't have his trailer wasn't up to street legal, so he couldn't bring it to the fairgrounds. So he drove his demo car from his house to the fairgrounds, and when a cop was coming by him, he pretended like he was wiping something off of his windshield, and the cop looked around and he goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, I only live three blocks away from the fairground, and the car's probably not going to be coming home with me tonight, so why use a trailer?"
God.
You'll get people that do weird stuff here. Because where we have to park our cars for the demo is roughly maybe a half a block from the fairground. And so on that street there, they will let us drive our car from where we have to park the trailers up into the fair because with everybody there, there's not enough room for your truck and your trailers and all this other stuff. So we have a designated area where we just fly up the road there, but you still have to be careful like everything else and no squealing your tires or stuff like that, but that always happens. We always do. So,
And I just thought about this, though. Have you ever did it on blacktop pavement? Or would that just be a really bad idea?
That would be a pretty bad idea because of you would get too much grip on the pavement, even if you had bald tires because of the speed. I have seen people do it on videos of places like do it down in the southern states.
Okay.
I have never done it, and I don't know if I ever would because of just the speed what you can get, unless they would really wet the tar down a lot, then maybe you won't get too much. But even on some of these dirt tracks where they spray it down, if you get that really good clay base, even when it's wet, you can get some good traction on it and get some pretty good speed on them.
I would not have thought about the grip at all.
Yeah.
Jeez, I mean, and yeah, the...
Hey, Jesse.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse. I got to chime in here. The one thing is back in the... it had to have been like the late 90s, I'm guessing, back before TNN Network became the CMT channel or whatever. They used to cover a lot of NASCAR events and whatnot, and they used to cover, you know, I'm rather disappointed in the fact that there isn't more coverage of things like demolition derby and some rogue sports and, you know, that kind of thing. I used to see every once in a blue moon on a Sunday night at 1 o'clock in the morning, there was literally big water trucks that were converted old gas trucks. They'd put detergent and fill it with water, and they'd spray down the tracks, and it was asphalt. It was no different than a raceway park, Elko, you name it, Rockford, Illinois, and that's what they did demolition on.
Yeah, I wish they would come out because for a while they had on this little TV show called DTV would cover demolition derbies from all over the United States and all that, but they just pretty much just shut that off. And it's like, well, other people like other kind of sports besides just the normal high pay, I get this and that for it, or all these big races and stuff, and they should bring that kind of stuff back where just normal no-name people just get out there to have fun.
Hey,
they're
and
not
hence,
doing it for all these big sponsors or...
And hence the name Speedway Anywhere on blogtalkradio.com. I mean, come on, that's my baby. It's one of those, man, we got to cover it all. And Minnesota has gone so lame as far as a lot of the coverage. But, hey, now, earlier on, I was talking about, you know, how cool it is that we got... Oh, Christ, we got Indy and Iowa, we got ARCA between Iowa and Elko, we got this weekend's a big old deal in Chicago as far as the Cup Series on Sunday, right back to tonight as they race right now, by the way, as I look at the clock. The ARCA Series is running, Truck Series will be there tomorrow, Xfinity on
Saturday, and you know, this is that time of the year where the great things are going on as far as the big leagues. You know, we had Indy at Elkhart Lake Road America, Wisconsin last Sunday, I believe. And then they're going to be at Iowa on July 8th. But as far as the county fair circuit, come on. This is where it's going on. This is the motocross. This is the truck pulls, tractor pulls. This is the demolition derbies. And, yeah, people up here in Minnesota got to take it in while they can.
Don't forget about the Daredevils.
That, too. And X Games coming.
Yep, that's July 19th and 20th, I think.
Yeah.
2 years in a row. I wish that they had Street Luge still, though. That was my favorite thing about the X Games. You know,
very scary.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and... Oh, there is some hills you could get down in Minneapolis, though, and it would be interesting where they would pick.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Jesse, the thing is like, come on, we grew up on sleds. We can do this.
Oh, yeah. You just got to be prepared to put the abuse on your body. That's the bad thing about getting up there in the age and then doing this kind of stuff the next day, you're just like, oh, why did I do that? And then you're thinking, because it's fun.
Because we just don't know better.
That's true.
I got to
like
ask,
my wife said, what?
Or no. Oh, you could bring up your wife there.
I said, my wife, she asked me, she goes, how many more years are you going to do this? She goes, your back is shot, your knees are shot, and she goes, what more do you want busted up on your body? I said, well, my arm still works. That's what you use for steering, so what more do you need?
Yeah.
And she keeps going, well, the next day, I was so sore. I go, well, you were sore when you got into your car accident first. That wasn't on purpose. You're doing this on purpose. What's the fun of it? I go, because it's fun just hitting somebody and getting away with it. You're not doing it. So I said, what other sport can you hit somebody and drive away? You can do a hit and run and not get in trouble.
Yeah.
But you're talking about having somebody hit Cody and not get in trouble.
Yeah, that's the hard part of watching your kids do that. It's just like, oh, because you want to protect your kid, but then you want him to have fun too, and so it's like, oh, it's one of those catch-22 things where you don't want nobody to hit him, but you want him to have fun, and you can't just do that. You can't just let him hit other people and not get hit and stuff, so.
You two enjoyed hitting each other?
This will be our first year in the same heat together.
Okay.
So, this year is going to be totally different where I told him, I said, it's fair game. I said, I'm coming out for you. And he's like, well, you don't want to come after me, Dad, do you? I said, hell yeah. I said, I got to be out there to try to win. So,
yeah.
And if I don't take you out, that means somebody else is going to take you out too. So I said, why not have your dad take you out first?
Yeah.
I got questions.
That's the way God intended it.
I got questions coming up about that in a little bit here. Let's see. Hey, Jesse, what kind of stick and ball sport fan are you?
Pretty good.
You like baseball, football, hockey?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I like all of it.
Okay.
I like hockey a little better than baseball, but – because I used to play hockey when I was in high school, so that was always fun.
I'm sure you were a bigger dude, weren't you?
What?
Or where'd you play?
Where did I play? In Prochaska.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All
That's
right.
Where I graduated from back in 91.
Okay. Who is the best team in that conference? When it came to high school hockey.
Boy, that's a hard decision because Chaska had a good rivalry going with Shakopee and Waconia. So, really, to me, those three teams were the best in our school district or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some really good games.
Okay. Because like I live in St. Louis Park, and here, of course, the conference, you know, everything, but here it's Hopkins for basketball, which is national, more or less. But St. Louis Park, though, about 10 years ago, went to a state high school hockey tournament, and I had no clue that was the bread and butter of St. Louis Park High School, except if you're in the high school, you'll find out some of the NFL players that actually attended there, and they weren't even known for football, but though their hockey team has been the best, but, you know, football team hasn't been great through most of their history, but like Mark Trestman, who became like Ohio State's head coach, Bob Stein, who played for the Chiefs, and you hear about the hockey team, but never about the football team, and that's where the guys went into the NFL. None of the hockey players went into the NHL, so it was just kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of football, I just found out recently that just up the road from me, we have one of the guys that play defensive end for the Ravens. I can't think of what his last name is, but his first name is Max, and he's a big dude.
Oh, yeah.
I was up having dinner with my wife the other night up at one of the local bars here, and I saw him, and I'm like, damn, he looks familiar from TV and all that. And he comes in with the Baltimore Ravens jersey on, and I was like, that's who he is, and nicest guy. You want
mm-hmm.
I mean, coming from a small town, because he grew up in the Waconia, Carver County area here. And I go, you know, being a pro football player, you would think that you would be in one of the southern states where it's always warm or this or that,
mm-hmm.
or even living in the state that you play for. And he goes, nope, Minnesota's my home state. This is where I'll always live. He goes, for the 16-week season, he goes, a lot of times we got apartments by the stadium that they have us stay in, but once that the season gets over, I'm back in Minnesota, or any bye weeks, he goes, I come back to home and just chill out.
I just still wonder, though, how the hell they stay in shape.
Oh, I don't know either.
I mean,
there's no way that I can do that. On the off seasons and stuff like that, you would think that you would let yourself go because you're not either practicing or doing all this other weight training 8 hours a day or anything like that.
And
you got to have that willpower to keep it that way.
Well, I remember Ray Donovan. He played for the Colts in the 50s and early 60s, and he was a defensive end, and he only weighed 228 pounds. But he was talking though, he just didn't get that. And he died. He died a while back, but he would always be on like Letterman, and he would talk though, you know, on what they would do to put on weight. He just said we would eat a bunch of junk food, maybe be in a weight room for about an hour a week, where we're now about half the time is just being in a weight room.
Huh.
You know, I mean,
hey guys,
even them. Yeah.
Hey guys, we're rocking that. We're rocking that. We still got a ways to go, but we have plenty of time. I just want to make sure I squeeze in everything. Kurt, I know you're looking to talk wrestling with Jesse.
Oh, God, the PTW shows outside are fun to be at.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
speaking of PTW, they actually got sold. Now they got sold to Steel Domain.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're
Steel Domain.
In, yep.
Because I know there's a show tomorrow night.
Yep, at the Knights of Columbus in Bloomington.
And then they
have one coming up too. There's another independent wrestling thing out in Delano, I think on the 4th, and that's a free show that they have out there for the Delano days or whatever the heck they call it. But yeah, I love the outside shows better because you get the high flyers like to come off the top rope and stuff like that. And,
yep.
No reservations. No reservations at all. Hey, and that was one thing. My mom and Kurt went to the open Lindale Avenue deal, Lindale Lake thing. You know, and that's Darren and the whole nine yards. And I went there last year, and we sat out in front of the up-down bar, and That was really cool. And even though they did two separate shows where one guy would be the enemy of the other, and then the next event they'd be partners.
Yep.
You grabbed a pizza, you grabbed some 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, and you just did the damn thing.
Yep. And you had fun doing it.
Hey, have you seen the, I'm sure by now you have to have seen the whole frog hammer thing, the thunder frog, he's the only one that can pick it up. I think he's played too many video games.
Me too. Yeah, because that whole hammer is just made out of styrofoam and foam rubber. That's all that is made out of.
Yeah, the frog's got a drink now.
He's got a what?
Named after. The frog's got a drink at the Uptown now. Named after him.
What's that called again?
I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, forgot everything that's in there, but it's called Hammer Frog's Slush or something, but it's kind of a different kind of drink, but it actually sounds good. I remember looking at that on the table, and I was enjoying beer that day, so I couldn't grab one, but I noticed that as we were leaving.
Well, hey, as long as it gets me hammered, I really don't care.
That's the way think of it, Vaughn.
Yes, sir. Here's a question for you. Now, with pot being countrywide legalized in Canada, I would love to have Danny or Shaggy
Travis.
The whole gang. Travis, too. And that one chick from up there that was ultimately beautiful, she looked like she had more muscle in her butt than her whole body, but...
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, you just said it, and your wife's going to hear it. but,
So imagine that Travis, Danny, and Shaggy come down here, get drug tested, and they're like, screw you guys. Yeah, THC is legal up there in Canada. We can wrestle. But then the other wrestlers get busted for smoking pot. And how does that work? I mean, what's your guys' thoughts on that?
I honestly don't know how that would work because they probably got to do the same stuff as, like, abide by the sport laws and whichever country that they're going into. But that's actually a good question because if it's legal where you're at and if they test you and you come up positive for it, it's like, well, it's legal from where we're at. We just came here, so, yeah, that stuff stays in your system for a few days. So I don't know.
Well,
how
you could ask.
You do all that.
You could ask somebody leaving Colorado and going to Utah.
Yeah,
see, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying right there is because look at last year's, by the way, motorsports show. Martin Truex Jr., his team is based out of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So does he fail a drug test and be stripped of his wins, stripped of his championship? I mean, even his crew members.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now we're into Seattle, Washington, and we're into California, and we're, you know, it's a. I mean, it comes right down to smoking and being able to buy cigarettes at 18 in one city here, and you got to be 21 in the other. It's like, but does that mean it's illegal for me to smoke?
It's true.
So.
Yeah, well, they just got it. You know what? The marijuana is, everybody goes, oh, it's a gateway this and it's a gateway that. Just legalize it everywhere. Because look at all these places that have legalized it. Look at the revenue that they're doing. You want a new sports stadium? Let the druggies pay for it.
Well, too, you think about all the alcohol consumption at them stadiums, too. I don't think, and I'm not condemning it because I've certainly been at Target Field and had a lot of fun, myself, too. And it's just kind of like just legalize it and, you know, it can pay for things.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And
all right. We're approaching the final half an hour, and speaking of smoking things, oh my God, my nicometer is just going nuts, but that's okay. So let's see. I think I covered most things. Okay, Frog Hammers, thoughts on... Oh, WrestleMania. Obviously, we didn't suck at the Super Bowl. I think they overdid it as far as security, but... Don't you think it's time for a WrestleMania in the Twin Cities?
Yeah. They have all these other ones, right? That we got a brand new stadium, like everybody gets it when a brand new stadium, then WrestleMania comes there. What is our WrestleMania? We haven't had it yet.
And all things considered,
in for it.
You know that I'm a stage lighting director. I understand the points. The points, as in being like the points are the cables that actually hang from the ceiling and the catwalks that go over the ceiling of the stadiums and all this. There is no reason we can't do it. You know, as far as creating that big of a spectacle.
Yeah.
Well,
but
plus the Minnesota connection with wrestling.
Oh,
they
God,
could talk
AWA?
About
that. Come on.
Yep.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
even our connection with the WWE at that time, the WWF, of course, I mean, because for God's sakes, they put Vern Gagne into their Hall of Fame. I mean, and he got that big cheer when it was in Chicago, and that everybody knew who he was, and even the local crowd, and plus it would be a different kind of event to have here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would just be, you know, and kind of that alternative thing people could do, but everybody knows what wrestling is, and it'd be kind of fun for people to talk about something different. I mean, be a nice little break.
Oh, yeah, because like what Quentin said, we had the Super Bowl here. We've had the World Series here. So let's get the wrestling fans something like they like. Let's get a WrestleMania here or some other kind of big wrestling event.
We already have the X Games. We're already doing the X Games. Why not take it to freaking, a one-day sold-out event that you put as much effort into as a WrestleMania?
Yep.
You know,
Well, too, you know, like we're getting the Final Four in 2019. There could be that letdown after the Final Four. You know, give it to us in like 2 or 3 years then. Just give us one. I mean, you know, let's not have that, you know, let's not get every, you know, not even getting everything in here too quick. But that would have been fun to have. It would actually be really fun to be here.
Hey, you know, you're talking about Kurt. I know you know about the whole soccer whatever going on down the road, and I am going to tell you I don't give a rat's ass. FIFA, 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 can you turn a channel on a TV and get away from it?
Well, I don't follow soccer super closely. I think, though, one thing, like this year, of course, the U.S. team isn't in there. They didn't qualify. I do want to just say, though, I remember the 2002 World Cup. We advanced to the quarterfinals, and it was the best finish we ever had. It did get some excitement, and once again, it was an alternative for people to do, and I've been to one Loons game, that's the United, and I did have fun, and I don't think soccer's going anywhere in America, but I just think if we kind of shocked the world by winning a World Cup, it would be different. I do think, though, soccer does got enough of a following here. And the fact that we're talking about it right now, too. So
I don't want to talk about it right now.
But you do got to admit, though, Quentin, that it is sooner or later the U.S. has to win that kind of a title, too. I mean, because you got the Olympic hockey teams and all these other Olympic teams, yeah, they get the gold and all that, but on football, you got all the other trophies, the Super Bowl trophies, and baseball, you got the World Series trophy. The United States has to get a cup one of these times.
Do you realize what I'm talking about when I say the FIFA, the FIFA? I say fee, fi, fo, fi, fum, dumb. I am so pissed after last night because my normal Wednesday overnight is for 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. is a condensed version of the NHRA. to show me what went on from Friday through Sunday. And for some reason, it was the FIFO dumb. And I couldn't find a condensed version of the NHRA drag racing.
Stuff
can I just be?
Though.
Can I just be mad?
Yeah, you can just be mad. You could throw your little fit.
Here's another thing about soccer that pisses me off. Now the new one going up there on Snelling and I-94 in St. Paul. Have they given you any championships?
Nope.
So why did it happen that the Lynx, who have provided four championships, had to get these trucks surrounding the frickin' barn on campus because it was required that air conditioning had to be put in if the Lynx were going to host a championship. I don't get it. Why don't the Lynx have their own stadium?
They actually should. That's one team that I think that should have their own stadium, because the Wolves have the Target Center, so, and the Lynx have been kick-ass the last how many years. Why aren't we doing anything for them?
You hear about the women's NHL?
No.
Yeah. They're called the Whitecaps, and they just announced it, I believe, this morning. They are going to be using the trio rink where the Wild trains. And, of course, there will be all kind of... What is that, Saks Fifth Avenue? Kurt, do you know what building that's on top of?
I believe it's where Macy's was.
Macy's.
Yes.
That's correct.
That's right.
Yep. Former Dayton's and that too. Yep.
I think that's where
they will start out their season, and they will have preliminaries for the lesser served games, I believe. As far as the high school tournament and things like that. But, yeah, they named the trio rink will host the women's NHL to begin with, at least.
I think a lot of that deal, though, with the Lynx, though, is because, you know, the NBA owns the and you know, the NBA owns the WNBA and that too, so they got to share it. So
I never thought about that.
Yeah, and now one thing though, it would be interesting. And though the Lynx are one of the few profitable teams in the WNBA, though too, so
yeah,
it's an interesting topic. You know, and they're their own, they have their own identity too, and it's not really even shared with the Wolves. So, just because of that dominance.
You know, one thing that I am concerned about is the current situation with the River Center parking lot and whether or not this is going to impact the fan draw and things like that as far as the new women's NHL team is, as well as the rest of all sports downtown St. Paul.
Yeah, parking down there is just, it sucks. It's so hard to find a place that's even close without having to walk a mile or whatever. It's just like they got to do something, because even when you go down to the X, the parking down there sucks.
They tried putting in a little bit of a skyway system. It's not like downtown Minneapolis. Go ahead, give your joke, Kurt, about the hamsters.
Oh, Oh, I heard it. I'm going to mention his name, but when the Howard Stern show started, Howard Stern, not my favorite guy, but when Howard Stern came on air here about 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago now, that Gary Delabonte dude, he just said before he got hired in New York, he had an interview here and he really liked it here, but he said we live like hamsters in the wintertime because of the skyways.
Yep. That is that, true.
That, you know, and I tell that to the immigrants, and they're just going, "Oh God, I'm going to tell that to people back in Africa," and they're going to just start laughing because they go, "I've been asked about the Skyway system." Yep. Yep, I've had immigrants find that funny too.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Yeah, I mean, God, I remember my first job. I got to get my details straight on this. My first job, Court Bar and Restaurant, 2nd and 7th, right by the Marquette Motel and all that. And the cooks would be out of this, that, the other thing, and I had to walk the 7 blocks up to Washington Avenue, and because they're out of somebody's favorite jalapeno shredded cheese, so they'd bake it, right? Right. So they're like, walk through the Skyway system, it'll be faster. And then I was like, no way, I can't smoke in the Skyways. Because they just canceled smoking. So I would have to take the long way instead of the Skyways and freeze my ass off.
That happened.
You know, it's not so much there anymore in the Skyway in downtown, but what I always loved about it, you would just find, you know, you would find the Taco Bells and just these little out-of-the-way convenience stores.
Oh, and you could smell find them all just, the way down the hall in the Skyway.
Yep.
And it was just like, it's not like you had any control of how you were getting there. You just had to let your nose follow the way.
Yep, and
that's true.
And that one of them stores in there, they sold like prints, you know, from canvas paintings and stuff. But it was a little store there, and I think it was in the Baker Center. They're part of the Skyway. That's where I found that print of an ASA race at the state fair, and you knew it came from a painting. But God, that was just a cool print. I mean, it just stood out, and just the detail on it. But it would be that the Skyway was just another whole world, even with some brand names in it. It was still its own little unique place, and they even had their own little newspaper just for the Skyway.
Huh.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You know, I got to squeeze some things in here. By the way, I found out today that when you wear something red, your tips go up 25%.
Huh.
That is weird.
Yeah. So I wore red underwear, but I'm not sure that 25... I'm not sure that... God. I'm reading my fucking liner notes. Oh, I just dropped a $5 in the bucket there. But I figure 25% times zero is still zero.
That is true. Nobody can do math.
So if one of you guys could give me a tip and I made 25% more someday,
It would at least be 25% more.
Oh.
All right. Okay, now we got the FIFA 5-4 fun. I smell the scent of England's dumb. And then NHRA preempted my show last night. The soccer stadium, they're hypocrites because they gave it to the lunatics instead of the, you know, the girls that actually deserve one, the Lynx. The Whitecaps got the top of the trio link. You can tell I'm just getting goofy right now. Hey, by the way, Junior is joining NBC as the network's change this weekend from Fox. Jesse, do you have a pick in the Cup Series? I mean,
no.
I like Harvick, and I always have, except.
Yeah.
Before he went to Stewart.
Yeah, I like Harvick, and the two that I can't stand in the NASCAR series is the Busch brothers. I just don't like them.
You know,
I
have a little bit of forgiveness for Kyle Busch. I do. The guy's shown talent. He can take a dilapidated team and be a leader. As far as Kurt,
he has the talent, but I don't know. I think it's their attitude that they think, oh, I'm this great driver and nobody can touch us and this and that. It's like, oh, come on. There's a lot more better drivers than you out there, and there's a lot of up-and-coming racers that are going to be just as good as you are or even better than what you are, and they're just, oh, no, nobody is as good as us.
Here's the curveball I'm going to throw at you. Now, you got Carl Edwards, who decided, see ya, bye, Joe Gibbs. And then prior to that, he said, bye, Jack Roush. Prior to that, Matt Kenseth crossed over to Joe Gibbs. And then said, you know, I'm going to go lay down. Now, Kenseth has come back to Roush. Both Edwards and Kenseth went over to Gibbs. Is there something going on at Gibbs? Is it that Kyle Busch is that hard to get along with that they just are just like, screw you?
That's what I always wonder. Why when Busch gets with somebody, all of a sudden some of the drivers just say, you know what, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
So something's got to be going on there with either his attitude or something else.
Why isn't Hamlin? Hamlin's not winning anymore, too. And is Kyle Busch just that much in charge, large?
That's what I think, too, is sometimes is that they gotta make the Busch brothers look like, oh, well, none of your other teammates can pull ahead of you, or if they do pull ahead of you, it can only be for a few laps, and then you got to back off and let them get ahead, and you got to be kind of like the blocker for them so nobody can pass them or anything.
But, hey, Harvick and Bowyer ain't letting go of that over at Stewart.
Oh, no.
You know, Bowyer's coming to his own. He proved that 14 is badass. And, you know, I'm going to be doing a mid-season feature, I guess. You know, I've had some stories that I've done on the Ellison family and the Sutter family and things over the weeks. And I don't think it's going to be this Monday, but maybe it's following Monday. We'll be doing a mid-season recap, see where things at, going into the chase. And I'm hoping it don't disappoint. Hey, I want to go into final laps. And, Jesse, I've never had you here for it.
No.
Kind of a final five laps, kind of a rapid fire, kind of a round table, kind of a talk shop. What the heck? All right. This is a sack of three, and it's pretty easy. And it's kind of funny. Five to go. World Cup soccer, NASCAR Cup, or Protective Athletic Cup?
Oh, jeez.
Chime
NASCAR
in wherever
cup.
You want.
NASCAR Cup.
You want to wear it?
NASCAR.
Okay. What about you, Kurt?
Well, if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter, so I'm going with the Protective Cup.
You know, and myself, I'm going to go, I'm just going to say, as long as you're wearing a cup, you're probably just going to be better off. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, you got to be fashionable, so you got to have the NASCAR Cup.
You might, hey, some women might be impressed by it. All right, we kind of discussed this already. I shouldn't have spilled it. Now that marijuana is legal in the entire country of Canada, should Danny Duggan, Shaggy, and who's the other one?
Travis Cole.
Travis, be able to test positive for THC, unlike U.S. wrestlers.
Why not? Because it's legal should, from where they're from.
So if there's traces of it in their vehicle as they commute between Canada and Minnesota, should they be able to get away with it?
I'm not sure about that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go to Colorado and bring it back, so.
All right, Mountain
High. Not what you want, the gummy bears.
This is going to be fun, and don't give it away, Kurt. Pick a number on a uniform or a car you'd want. And why would you want that number?
32, because that's the number of one of my good friend's race cars.
Jeremy
Wolf.
Kurt, what about you?
You know, I want to say 42 because of Jackie Robinson, just that image and the breakthrough he made. I got a feeling you're going to say the number that I want to pick. I love Ken Herbeck, so I want to go 14. But you know what? I'm just going to go with just a number nobody thinks of. I'm going to go with 13. Just because of how unlucky it is, why not just tell the bad luck to come to you so that way it might stay away?
Good reasoning.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift used to go on stage with the 13 on her hand every night after her mom put it on there.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Here's me and my reason why. All right, on three to go, I put pick a number, uniform, or car number. Would you want and why? I put 8675309. And you know why? I have
why?
The most ultimate tan and black dual tone interior, and it's two tone. It's Tommy two tone. It's two tones of 8675309.
8675309.
Get that song stuck in your head all night now.
Oh, dude, I can make it worse. And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more. All right, what do we got? 3.5 minutes to go here. Two to go. Oh, here comes the kicker, and only Kurt's able to answer this first, and then you second, Jesse. Should Kayla and Lisa... Did you hear me?
Yep.
Should Kayla and Lisa, Jesse's daughter and Jesse's wife, have to do a Powder Puff Derby? Come on, Kurt.
Oh. I'm going to let Jesse pick that one. He knows their personalities more than me, so.
I would love to see it, but I don't think either one of them would have enough guts to do it. But one person that would is my sister. She has always wanted to do a Powder Puff Derby. And one of these times, I am going to try my hardest to get her into one of them.
Oh. Hmm. God. Hmm.
You know what? If I get enough sponsorship going on this damn show, I will buy both the cars. I will choose the parking lot. I'll choose some kind of race for Kayla and Lisa.
That would be fun.
Oh, can I get something in real quick? Speaking of sponsorship,
you
Jesse,
literally have one minute and 45 seconds.
Okay, Jesse, I would love to see a demolition derby with some car with a sponsorship from an airbag company. That would be cool.
That would be funny.
Oh, God.
Yep.
All right, final lap. Any team or family orders between you and Cody if it came down to the last two?
I would try my hardest to take him out. You can't just back off. You got to go until you go.
All right. So
it would be man for man.
So would it mean that one of you owes the other a beer, or would it mean the other owes a dinner? And
probably ended up getting each other a beer.
All righty. All right.
I gotta ask,
go.
Would one of you be Darth Vader and the other one be Luke Skywalker?
Something like that. All right, guys, I got to bail. Is that up against the clock? All right. Thanks, Captain Kurt. Big thanks to Jesse for joining us again. I'm your crew chief, Q. This has been Speedway Anywhere. blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere. Wherever you go, get there fast. We'll be back Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Same station. Our next feature will be on the mid-season report.
All right. You guys have a good evening.